Star 94.1, and we welcome Trinity 57. Ladies, how are you?
Wonderful. Nice to see you. I speak with you, actually. Nice to be back.
Okay. Speaking of being back, it's been 4 years. What took you guys so long?
Wow, we both had to take a breath on that. Well, combination of things. It was, first and foremost, we wanted to become more educated in the industry we were successful in. We didn't want to just continue to make records without really studying every aspect, every component, and every role that is played in the success of our career and others. So it was time for us to evolve in a different way. In addition to that, that was the hurricane that contributed some unforeseen time. But at the end, here we are with a great new project, T57. We have a new label, Spirit Rising Music, new management, Matthew Knowles at Music World, and a new perspective that happened certainly contributing to the hurricane. So that took some time. That really did take some time for us.
You mentioned the hurricane. What effects did Hurricane Katrina have on you guys being from New Orleans?
It had a huge effect on our lives and our families. Our families' lives, we lost several family homes, myself and Janelle's parents, and they're still rebuilding at this point, and some have new homes, and Janelle's parents are actually rebuilding their house currently. But I think the biggest thing came from that is that it brought our families a lot closer, and it just kind of brought our lives into perspective.
Now, you also mentioned that you're on a new label. You're with Matthew Knowles. How is it being on the new label and being with Matthew Knowles?
It's another level of education. A wonderful culmination of our years celebrating the actual official 10-year anniversary shapes you in a different way because he had already been through some of the roads out there. And there's a global emphasis and a global appreciation and global perspective,
really?
As well as a diverse platform in entertainment, television, and film. We have those things as well. So it's like going to college, to be quite honest with you. It isn't just going in and singing a song. He has a boot camp that has stage work. You have vocal training. You have media training. You have physical fitness. And you have to go through that boot camp before you can have a project come out. It was a great compliment to us, and it continues to be an evolving education. And the Knowles here, they're very wonderful to us. And Tina Knowles is our stylist, and Matthew's not just our manager. He is our mentor as well.
Do you expect to do things like Destiny's Child in gospel?
We expect to do, for us, we're just beginning. Like, it's been 10 years, but we feel like we're just beginning. And our expectation is from God, and we want to be where there was no limits placed on us as far as creative expression and being able to show a balanced perspective of our lives and of Christian living, at the same time contributing to the spectrum of images that are out there representing our culture, and certainly spiritually as well, to show a balanced perspective and presentation that represents us around the world. So our plans, we respect everything they've done with Destiny's Child. Trinity, we do have our own group, and we think to respect them is to not try to copy them, but go everywhere Trinity can go.
We're talking to Trinity 57. They have a new project, T57. You mentioned it's been 10 years. Making this career move, do you think you should have made it sooner?
I think that everything happened in the time that it was supposed to happen as far as our career is concerned. I wouldn't change anything. We definitely learned some major lessons, but it came when they were supposed to. And, you always say, I wish I knew then what I know now, but you can't really go back and change things. But I think we're all just really grateful because had we not had the experiences that we've had, we wouldn't be the women that we are.
How will this project impact the industry?
Wow. I think it's going to go into territories that are traditionally not tapped into, coming from gospel, because we tend to have a pop R&B gospel feel, and we chart on the mainstream charts, Christian gospel charts. So we've always had a different kind of approach and different way with our music, and you can hear it when you listen to it. You hear different influences. I think the subject matter is going to broaden the mindset out there and probably free some people. You get more balanced presentation of whole life living. It's not just one thing. So I think that this is going to impact them by putting something out there that is very well-rounded and relevant for today, but progressive that lights the way for the future for many people, Christian artists or not.
Let's talk about some of the songs on your new project, T57. The song, Like You. Let's talk about that song. Tell us about that.
Well, Like You is a song that was written by Brian Hill, and it talks about the relationship between, a romantic relationship between a woman and a man, and that relationship between us and God. And the meaning to me is that all those really important to keep the balance and know that God is who He is in our lives, no matter what other relationships there are, and it's important to keep Him first.
Okay, how about the song Reflection?
Reflection is just a fun song. Chanel wrote that song, and it's about just kind of going out and letting your hair down and having a really good time. And I think it helps to add balance to our record, because our records are never really preachy, but we also on this record wanted to allow people to see that we are balanced. And we do very normal, everyday things, just like everybody else does. The difference is, you know, we're singers and we sing gospel music, but we're still very normal people.
Ladies, who are you trying to reach with the song, My Soul is Anchored?
My Soul is Anchored is really a tribute song, because once you endure something as like a national disaster of a hurricane, you gain a whole new level of relationship with God, and that anchor becomes solidified in ways that you never knew that it would. Tribute to the people who came before us. You know, Trinity always does what we already make. At the same time, it's also a testimony and a testament to what we became and clearly became after going through personal.
Let's talk about the song, You Saved Me. You guys did a great job on that.
Thank you. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome. Did you have fun doing You Saved Me?
Oh, wow. How we're going to, Chanel was like, saying, okay, let's see how we're going to approach this song. Because originally it was, I she thought, let's turn it to key and turn it and talking about other people. Because with women up here, some of this is not going to translate well if we don't do this song right. So, that actually was fun, and Matthew loved this song. Matthew loved Soul's Anchor, and he was like, Soul's Anchor, and You Saved Me. He's like, we got to do You Saved Me. And that song has gotten such an amazing response that I know we were meant to do that song and put it on this record, and it just has such a beautiful feel to it. And it also is a credit to, you know, the first song, his song for Trinity by Seven, with God's grace. So it's symbolic as well, having R. Kelly's writing on this song.